This is WHCC in Holland. It's time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone calls. Our Talk of the Town number here is 395-1450. Our guest this morning is City Manager Ryan Cotton. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Jake. Thanks for having me.
I just heard the Dow went over 17,000 this morning, so that's a good sign.
I would say that's more good than bad. I don't know much about the stock market, though, so don't listen to me.
All right. Well, what's new in Holland?
Well, I'm going to start out with a couple of jobs that we're trying to fill.
Oh, good.
We have a mechanic assistant down at our transportation garage, and it's a 20 to 24-hour-a-week job. So we have reissued the advertisement for that, and if someone's looking for that kind of work part-time, it's perfect. We're also looking for a municipal accountant part-time for 16 to 24 hours a week, and that's in our city hall.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, they can contact the City of Holland either on the web or call our personnel department, 355-1310.
All right. Very good. Well, you gave a nice honor to Greg Robinson.
We did. Greg is a very special individual.
He is.
If anyone is irreplaceable, it's Greg. And true to his wishes, he did not want a lot of fanfare. So
I know.
We encourage people to visit with him individually, and then we did have some fanfare that was low-key. last night, the city council, his last day was Monday.
Yeah.
But our council approved a resolution of appreciation last night that we feel expresses our heartfelt appreciation and recognizes mm-hmm. all of his good work, and then we'll present that privately.
Yes, once in a while when the city manager couldn't make it, he would come down and do the program for me.
Thank goodness.
I thought you'd like to know that the city manager.
You know, I know he was on my behalf here several times, and he has kind of a sportscaster way of presenting information, don't you think? I think he's a natural in the
room. Yeah, he did very well at it. He did very well.
So we will miss him and work with other staff to help fill his shoes.
Right.
But we've had somewhat of a downsizing over the last 5 years, and this is no exception. So Matt Van Dyken, who is our information technology services director, will also be will occupy Greg's former office. Will be principally that, the information technology person, but also help with assistant city manager about 20% of the time, assistant mm-hmm. to the city manager.
Mm-hmm. Very good. All right. And if anyone has a question, give us a call at 395-1450. We'd be happy to take that call for you. And we have the city manager with us, and he's here to take your calls and answer your questions. So why not take advantage of it, huh? All right. We had quite an active meeting last night.
We had two people in the audience, Duke. That was we were grateful for that because we didn't have much on the agenda, so it was nice that they were there. We did approve a trial period mm-hmm. use of alcohol in the Civic Center if there's a licensed caterer and it's an event that is appropriate. In other words, it would not apply to any youth events. So for next year, that's going to be tried, and we're going to limit it to only 12. But there's a lot of folks who have receptions of various kinds that often ask to be able to have a beverage,
yeah.
and we need to turn them away. So this will open up new possibilities for quite a bit of the community.
Yesterday we had a number of callers call in that were totally against it.
We did have an individual who spoke against last night, presented mm-hmm. himself very well with detailed examples. And I would say that our council is not of one mind. Three council members voted no. So July 31st, 2015, it'll sunset if we don't continue it. And so the council will be considering this again, most likely in June or July next year.
Mm-hmm.
So we can see what the results were.
Okay, I think we have a call coming in. Let me see. Maybe not. Okay. So, any other action that was taken last night?
We have the usual routines, bids and the like.
Pass.
So, not
pay
so,
the bills and.
Yeah, not too much of any note. I will say that we appointed an aquatic chairperson representative, and it's a reappointed. But we need to let people know that we have three vacancies on our commissions. We have the Parks and Recreation Commission that is extremely active, and they just had a tour of Wimmera Island Gardens yesterday and some upcoming projects. So, but we have a vacancy there. We also have a Human Relations Commission. We have two vacancies, and they are helpful in all kinds of situations to diffuse racial matters, to proactively think through different plans and projects to help the community work well together. And then our Sustainability Committee needs an appointment, so we're looking for someone for that. And they work, of course, on...
What's the process of applying for the job? Come to City Hall, get an application?
Correct. They can call the city manager's office or the mayor's office and speak with Sharon, and there's an application, and they can just drop by.
Mm-hmm.
And we're experimenting with a table in the lobby that is staffed by rotating City Hall staff, so people are greeted and given what they need without necessarily having to go to the third floor. So we'll have application forms there as well.
Okay. All right. So if you want a job, here's your opportunity. You think you might handle it?
Right. It's dedication to the community, giving back, it's service, and also helping our town maintain all the good things that it has now.
Mm-hmm.
There's no compensation, but the reward is the pride in knowing that you're part of something that is making a difference to people.
Right, as you do.
I like to think so. On my good days, Duke.
All right. And what's on the road repair? How are we getting through with all that?
We're ramping up for our 2014 program. That'll be on our work study session next Wednesday. And some of that will include, I'm sure your listeners will appreciate, a major repair to Grashkop Road. It will not be a reconstruction. That's over $1 million, which we need to save up for. But we have $75,000 slated to make that passable in the future, much better than it was this spring. We did something similar on College and State Street last year, and we were really happy with how that held up. And then we have our usual resurfacing program. We're also going to be talking about Lincoln Avenue, a section that was done last fall, late in the season, that is not satisfactory quality. So we have a resolution for that, and involving the contractor as well as the asphalt manufacturer in the city. So we'll be talking about that next study session as well. And then we have a pothole crew that is out daily. So even though it's not spring and they're not popping up all over, they do occur. So we want people to call us, and we will get to them and make sure our roads are safe, as well as a nice way to pass through the community.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think we do have a call now. Okay. Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Hi. I don't know if you can address this problem or not. Have you driven down 32nd Street from Lincoln, even all the way down to Old Orchard Road, all the dead trees that are on city property?
Mm-hmm.
It's scary. I won't even drive down there when it's windy because of so many dead trees. Do you know what's going on with those trees, or if they're going to be removed? Or
yes. That is a very unfortunate thing associated with the ash borer beetle that has struck hard in Michigan. There are 2,500 trees that in the city alone which are dead, and you see them all over West Michigan. So they're being removed. Our tree crew is out right now removing one, and that's probably the 10th or 25th they've done this week. And they are just out straight. 32nd Street is scheduled for... I can't remember the number, something like 15 removals, and I think it's in the next week or two, traffic will be shut down for the purpose when they have to do certain sensitive spots in the removal. So you'll be seeing an improvement there in the next couple of weeks, and it just breaks our heart to take these large trees down, but as you've identified, if they don't come down after they die, they will be a tremendous hazard, and we can't tolerate that.
There was a young gal going down 32nd Street, and out of the corner of her eye, she saw this tree coming down, hit the brakes, and it fell across the hood of her car.
Mm.
But, you know, they really do pose a danger. So I'm glad that they're being taken care of. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, we're so grateful. I think there was a windstorm about 4 weeks ago. That tree happened to be on private property, and our crews helped remove it from the road. Mm-hmm. But it really is something that we need to take care of whenever a tree dies. And we prune them.
Quite a lot in Holland, isn't there, those trees?
Pardon me?
There's quite a lot of those in Holland.
We probably have 2,000 more to go.
Really?
Probably close to 400 been removed already.
Hmm.
So it's just sad, but we will do our job, and we appreciate the community. We plan to plant more trees. We have $50,000 budget this year. That's up $40,000 from last year, so that we can restore the urban treescape.
Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Yeah, I was going to ask the city manager about, are they going to replant trees in the place of them ones that are coming down on 32nd and all over town? Are they going to replant something there? I'll hang up a listen.
Thank you.
Yes, we are. As I said, we've increased our tree planting budget 5 times, and that you'll see a lot of activity this fall. There was some this spring. And then we also, this fall, will be announcing a cost share program where if residents want a tree in their front yard, visible to the street, we'll split the cost. So more information to follow from the Parks and Cemetery Department on that. And that way we hope to kind of leverage the number of trees we can get in the ground sooner to keep our urban canopy mm-hmm. as good as it has been.
Now, that portion of Lincoln Avenue south of 32nd Street, does the state assist in repairs on that?
No. Well, indirectly, we get what's known as local street funds, but that was not a state project. That was a local project. Mm-hmm. We locally bid it, locally build it, and we'll locally resolve the problems.
Okay. Because it's a kind of rough spot in there before you get to 32nd Street, actually.
Correct.
On the south.
It was a cold day in November when that was resurfaced, and the loads that came from the asphalt plant were erratic. And in other words, there were cold joints that were occurred, and the quality of the material did not meet
mm-hmm.
What we need. So that will be addressed and entirely resurfaced.
Very good. All right. 395-1450, if you'd like to talk to the city manager. All right. So next year there will be some definite repairs made. Is Lincoln Avenue on for this year yet or next year?
It's not next year. Central Avenue will be bid this season, and then will be under construction this time next year. That's our big project that we've been saving up for. So I need to get back to you on when Lincoln Avenue is scheduled.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything else that we are concerned about next year that you can think of? It's impossible to keep it all in your mind.
Yeah. Well, we are making gradual, continuous improvements in all sorts of areas.
Right.
In our Windmill Island Gardens, there's been quite a bit of reinvestment, and we're glad to see that we are up 15% in visitors this year. And we also are making it easier. We're moving the ticket booth to the north end of the parking lot to make it clear. Actually, it's not moving. It's going to be left open, and people are going to be directed to the north end. So that is a park, first and foremost. People
right.
are welcome to enjoy the park and pay if they're not a Holland resident. So we're going to try to do those kinds of things all summer long.
Yes, you're online with city manager.
Hey, what are they doing on M40?
What are they doing on M40? Well, it's not a city. Well, it's partly city, isn't it?
Yeah, it's city.
Ryan, do you know what they're doing on M40?
They got barricades up. They want you to go in one lane, so if someone's turning to Grand Rapids, it's bad.
Mm-hmm.
Traffic all the way up to Hayworth.
Well, they're repairing that 196.
But would that shut M40 down to one lane?
I don't think it would shut M40 down to one lane, but it probably will make M40 more accessible, I would
say. Well, that's what it is. It's one lane. They want you to move over.
Yeah, they do now. They do now because they're working on the other side of that. They're working on the west side.
Okay, I just thought maybe they were going to, is that where the turnaround's going to be?
I don't know. I don't know if the turnaround is still in the works or not.
Okay.
I'll listen.
Thank you.
Yep.
Right.
You know if the turnaround is still in the works?
The roundabout near the truck stop. That's nowhere near even designed yet. It's still in the study, and it's something that's being...
Well, it's just a circle, you know. It's easy to design.
I guess so. I think there is going to be a change in the off-ramp or the on-ramp, but I need to get back to the caller on the details.
I don't know what it is either, but I know they're working there, and they're working west of M40. From M40 to the 41 exit, and I don't know exactly what they're doing, but they're resurfacing a great deal of it.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. You're online with City Manager.
I have a question regarding Blue Star, south of the tunnel, the bridge going over the highway. Curious if anybody knows when that's going to be completed.
When is the Blue Star Bridge going to be completed?
I don't know.
He doesn't know. Okay. That's not city, okay. I don't believe.
It's City Island, but I thought it was supposed to be first part of June. So, okay.
It isn't. You. I'll tell you that.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, I was going to go south the other day, and I had to make the all the way around to the other road. So, it didn't look to me as if that's going to be done for a while. So, but I don't know. I may be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got there, Ryan?
Well, we have our July 4th celebration that everyone in the area contributes to the fireworks for.
Right, it is July 4th.
And that's tomorrow night, and it's at Collin Park. And all day long there will be festivities starting at 2 o'clock, and the Pledge radio station is a large part responsible. And we just ask people to have a happy and safe 4th and enjoy the weather, as you just mentioned.
Yes, and... keep the fireworks down to a minimum after hours.
Right. On July 5th, that'll be the last day for the fireworks until Labor Day.
Somebody asked me the other day, well, how long can they shoot them at night? And I said, I believe it's 10 o'clock at night, the day before and the day after.
You're close. You can shoot them between the hours of 8 a.m. and 1 a.m.
So, 8 and 1.
Right. So not before 8, and then please stop at 1 a.m.
Okay.
And it includes the day after. So people, we hope by 1 a.m. on July 6th that they will no more.
Silence.
Labor Day, correct.
Yeah. Well, I just wondered. I wasn't sure, but I thought had heard somebody that told me don't fire them after 10 o'clock at night, but.
Well, I think that's a good policy for neighbor relations.
It sure is.
But the state law says 1 a.m., so the city ordinance dovetailed with that.
Okay. Does the city have to follow the state ordinance on that?
We don't have to. There is local control, but it just makes it easier for enforcement, so that's what our city council chose to do.
If someone is firing them illegally, then you should, if you report them to the police, you should know where they are emanating from.
Correct. If it's in the general area, the police are unlikely to be able to give the proper warning and or ticket. So the more detailed, the better. People are welcome to call 911, and they are welcome to be anonymous. It is important that our community be educated. But right now, it's during the fireworks period, so that was something we were saying more a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we'll say that a couple weeks from or a couple days from now. Now it's about celebration, and we encourage people to be patriotic and enjoy the day that we've all earned in this great country.
Well, it's always been a great celebration to me ever since I was a kid, I think. I've enjoyed that. We always used to get the fireworks, but we had them shipped in at that time because you couldn't buy them locally, and you could not have them shipped via anything except a Railway Express.
Mm-hmm.
So it was quite a production to get your fireworks.
I recall that. My family, we lived in Ohio at that time, and there were trips to Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah.
That brought back fireworks.
And we always depended on Tennessee after that to furnish our fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. You're online with the city manager.
Good morning. I have a question on the fireworks.
Yes.
My neighbor, and we live very, very close to each other, has been shooting them off for the last 2-3 weeks. And he quits quite early, and I know it's against the law, but as with other people have said on the air, as soon as any officer comes, they just kind of disappear.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. And my question is, I'm so close to this neighbor, and the fireworks are really big ones. What kind of fire hazard, if any, to my house? That's my question. I've never heard anybody talk about it, and I hope the answer is there's no danger. I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay,
thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, what danger do they...
It's rare, yet if something does fall on a person's house, it is possible that it might still pose a fire hazard, so... I think it is wise to keep an eye and to warn neighbors who maybe live too close where proper etiquette and safety warrants to have them blown off at a greater distance. Of course, there was the tragic church fire, I think it was two years ago now, in Grand Rapids. So it can happen.
And I think the biggest danger is the little bottle rockets who can land up on the roof and still have some burning portion of them, so something to keep in mind. If you're shooting those off, make sure the direction goes in the right direction.
That's right.
All right. What else you got there?
We have an August election, so Monday is the last day to register to vote, and absentee ballots are available in the city clerk's office, and there will be a number of key items on that ballot, one is which is the elimination of the personal property tax.
Yes.
Something the legislature has asked all citizens to vote on.
Proposition 1.
Exactly. Sidewalk sales in downtown Holland are coming up on Friday, August 8th, and in between now and then, every Thursday, are the performers. It's the 10th anniversary of the street performers. And the farmer's market is on Wednesdays and Saturdays, as usual, in full swing.
Most people recognize that now very much on Wednesdays and Fridays.
Very much. We also have something new this summer. If there's special crews out and about. The city has 4 of them, and the community in total has another 11, so 15 crews of 5 youth each. They're youth who are 14, 15, 16, who... have worked through Escape Ministries, and a lot of donations have come in. And I just want to let people know that to watch for them. They have green shirts on. They're painting fire hydrants. So we ask them to be careful. We want other people to be careful around them. And we're getting some good feedback on this program for at-risk youth. Juke, here's some emails. An individual said who employed them, I was very impressed with the crew. I was pleasantly surprised and loved that my request was handled so promptly. Another person said how much they appreciate the youth and their hard work, and they're really making a difference. So if employers are listening who want to have a work crew of 5 people do some hand labor, manual labor, some stuff that's hard to get to next summer, they should contact us this summer, and we'll make sure we can line that up. There is no shortage of youth who need active employment during the summer to do good things, and it also helps keep bad things from happening. So feel free to let my office know that, and we'll work through Escape Ministries, Michigan Works, and Manpower to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. We also have local street ambassadors, don't we, walking around in Holland to help people out if they need answers to questions.
Correct. They also wear brightly colored shirts, and they get a myriad of questions. The Convention and Visitors Bureau is also located there on 8th Street. It's amazing the number of people that come in there and where they're from and what their needs are, and they're aptly suited to answer those needs. I think Sally was just here. We're very skilled in helping our visitors feel welcome and comfortable and get all their needs met.
All right. That's great. And I'm not lost when I go downtown Holland, but a lot of people might be.
yeah, and I think mainly it's like, wow, this is a great town.
Well,
we
got in the running there for the best downtown.
That's right. I think the greatest honor was that we were one of the 16 initially nominated.
Yeah.
And I was happy to know several of those communities. Well, Duke, I'm not sure what time we have left, but
we have just a few seconds left.
I want people to know about our drop-in playground program in our parks, ages 5 to 12, 11 to 4. So take advantage of that.
Okay. Thank you very much for coming in today and talking to us, and we appreciate your presence.
Thank you.